But right now, I'm joined by Mark Maron and Sue Ellicott. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay, morning.
Yep, morning. It's morning.
Nice haircut. Yeah. Let me start out by saying nice haircut.
You know, I went in, I said, could you fix my hair? And then she said, sure, and she made me gay. Look at me. I'm gay now. It's a lot, you know, I think the haircut's cute. I like the haircut, but it's, you know, it's a lot of pressure from a haircut to have to change my entire lifestyle.
No, I think it's good. It's kind of like a demonic thing. A little pointy bit at the top. It's kind of like, I'm evil.
Oh, yeah? So you think it's an evil thing? It's not, is it an evil gay thing?
I don't think it's a gay thing. It's just
why did you get into this gay thing? Why does it have to be a gay thing? I'm curious.
Because whenever you get a somewhat trendy haircut, it's kind of gay. Because, you know, most guys are like, just do it like you did it before. You know, for like their entire life, you know, and then like if you get something that's popular, usually it's popular because the gay guys were doing it first. All right. So
it's post-gay.
I love this.
It's a little post-gay. You know, I think the gay guys are now doing the old feathered cut from the 80s again, like the guy on Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. But I don't mind the gay thing because honestly, you know, I have my wife here. And it's not that, you know, I'm gay or I want to be gay. But, you know, when gay guys check you out, it ain't so bad. It kind of makes you go, yeah, all right. I'm all right.
Oh, good.
I thought
you were going to say you were trying to keep fawning women off of you or something.
No, I'm not experiencing a lot of fawning women that often.
Not yet.
Ever in my life. You know, I always sort of attract the sort of mildly disturbed, you know, kind of, you know, needy sorts, you know. I've never had hot girls come up to me and go, wow, man, what are you doing? You know, it's always, except my wife, right? Yeah. Except I always get the ones that are sort of like, hi.
That's because you should be going into the hairdresser and saying, could you give me one of those cuts that hot girls will go, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, I just don't know that there is a cut like that. I don't have that appeal. I'm not like, you know, I have a... You got to like sort of intense, kind of, you know, brooding, slightly Semitic looking, you know, guys who are 40.
Could you try that for me next time you go and get a haircut? Would you ask them that?
I'm not going to get a haircut for like quite a while. Look at this. I got no hair left, you know.
Yeah, but that's kind of one a month. You had one done about 3 or 4 weeks ago. So next
This is the one that fixed that. I had that one. Look at me. Now I'm like, if everyone listening is going to be like, what's wrong with this, you know, pansy man getting hair? Look, the other haircut was too long. It made me like, it just was useless.
I want you to go into the hairdresser or whatever you call them, the barber, and say, give me the haircut that chicks are going to maul me on the subway, and I'm going to see how you come in. But I'll pay for it.
I'll do that. Yeah, I don't know when guys like myself, you know, sort of like, you know, straight dudes became such. Yeah, when did you go to the gym, right?
Yeah,
Chris. Like, I mean, when did that happen? When did we all start going to the gym and start worrying about,
when
like,
you
what
thought
we
you
eat,
weren't
what...
getting enough dates, I think.
No, yeah. There was a gayification of the straight man that definitely happened in the last 10 years. I guess it's called metrosexual.
Wait a minute. So going to a health club means you're gay?
No, I'm not saying gay. I'm just
saying
it's a gay sense of
when did like regular guys become sort of, you know, anorexic, completely vain, you know, sort of like, you know, bodybuilding freaks. You know,
yeah,
when
they
did that become
important?
Thought
that gay guys were looking better than them.
They always look better than us, though.
But
no,
that's
not true. There's always been the sort of, you know, the pudgy older queens, like, hi, you know.
The pudgy older queens.
And you're sort of like, what do you want?
But, you know, the whole gym thing has been around for a long time. Like those, the backs of those comic books. When
I know, the YMCA thing. But now it's like, you know, you go to the gym and it's like, it can be a real freak show of cruising and weirdness. And, hey, those aren't gym shorts, buddy. Those are too snug for gym shorts. What are you doing to me here? I'm trying to work out.
They are a bit over-muscled, aren't they? People here are a bit obsessed with being muscly.
Yeah, well,
rather
what,
than being
in
just
Britain?
Kind of relaxed. No, they are. Okay, so they're pasty. Well, I would say.
They're obsessed with being a pasty, droopy, kind of pale.
It's okay. It takes less effort. It's more relaxed. You know, what's the point of being kind of muscled and looking great if you're totally neurotic? How much fun is that? Not at all fun.
You're not saying that. You're putting like a tremendous build behind that insane neurosis.
I just think that having low standards is good. When I go back to Britain, I feel okay. I feel like I'm not doing so bad. You know, I go to my college reunion, see everybody else I haven't seen for 20 years.
That's all right. We got it.
I'm thinking, sorry.
And in the news.
Okay.
Michael Powell on line two.
That's right.
Sue's hot today, man.
Yeah.
She's kicking it.
Yeah, okay, burning up is kind of how we're going here now.
Thank God it's only 6:10 in the morning. Maybe no one's up yet.
I think I was going to stay off coffee. I was thinking that tea wasn't the way to go anymore. But hey, end of the espresso first thing in the morning.
What do you got, Riley?
hey.
What's on the burner for news?